This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
It used to be a new phrase that has come about in the last year. And it's not body shaming, it's Ozempic shaming. You know, anytime a celebrity, especially females, look like they've suddenly lost a lot of weight, all of a sudden everybody's pouncing on them. Are you, oh, how's the Ozempic? How's
like
the
Kelly Clarkson,
yes.
Oprah.
Well, now here's one that involves an unlikely duo, Barbara Streisand and Melissa McCarthy. Okay, so the other day on Sunday, Barbara Streisand has sparked controversy because was she shaming her friend Melissa McCarthy? She appeared on Barbara's album, a duets album, and they sang together. So they're buddies. Melissa had put up a post on her Instagram page with a film director, Adam Shankman. They were at some Los Angeles gala over the weekend. In the comment section, Barbara says, "Give him my regards," referring to Shankman, and then says, "Hey, did you take Ozempic?" Because Melissa looked very thin.
Yeah, and that's what people assume now. Like, if you've kind of been bigger and now you're skinny, oh, you're on Ozempic.
Yeah, you haven't seen him in a while. And soon the comments just went nuts. Barbs, Babs, all this stuff. And she quickly took down the comments. She said, "I didn't, you know what I was doing. I was just talking to my friend there. I didn't realize the whole world was reading." Of course they are.
Well, what do you think it is? It's the internet. Come on now.
You're on Instagram and you're Barbara Streisand. So, and you're commenting on Melissa McCarthy's picture. Yeah. So, yeah.
Is that a dig nowadays? Is that a common dig? Like, oh, you didn't put the work in. You did Ozempic.
I don't know. I think Barbara, to come to her defense, I think she was just genuinely saying, "Hey, are you taking Ozempic?" Like, you would ask her if you were in person, "Hey, you're looking great. Are you taking Ozempic?" I don't think she was meaning to shame her, but some people do mean to shame by saying it.
Yeah, I mean, when Al Roker got, like, lap band surgery, that was for health reasons. A lot of people get that. But it's not like a dig, but this seems like, you know, it's a dig.
Mm-hmm.
It's the comment's been deleted, but even Melissa McCarthy was saying how she thinks Barbara's this treasure and that she loves her afterward. It's not like gonna ruin their
relationship
or anything. If you're putting in like hard work and working out and doing what you're supposed to, you could maybe feel offended. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I worked for this. However, there's plenty of people out there
taking Ozempic.
Exactly.
And they're losing a miraculous amount of weight. I'm not even sure how it works.
I think it's a shot. They might even have a pill. You want to be a guinea pig?
No, because it sounds like there's side effects, right? There are side effects.
Yeah, some people are experiencing them. Yeah. It's like, but there are some side effects that are good. People are saying it increases their sex drive.
I haven't heard that.
Fixed relationships.
All right, Big Dave, you want to be a guinea pig?
Let's just say my sex drive has no rush hour. So, I don't need that. There's not a lot of cars on that interstate. It's one of these things where it was made for something else.
Yes.
And then it accidentally does something else. You know, that's normally how you find something, a miracle cure for something, is it was meant for something else and then it does this.
Here's my question. Once you take Ozempic and you lose your weight and you're feeling good, what happens when you stop taking it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, your lifestyle.
You're going to gain your weight.
Gosh, I tell you, 749-B105, is there anybody, you can remain totally anonymous. Have you lost a lot of weight taking Ozempic? We don't want to we won't even ask you your name.
Yeah.
Unless you're comfortable saying that. But I'm just curious to know, I mean, and how fast did it happen? Because obviously you see some of these celebrities like Kelly Clarkson. I don't know if she ever confirmed.
She's saying she did not.
But she went from 0 to 60 pretty quick.
Well, she went from 60 to 0.
Yeah. 749-B105. Let's hear from you.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
talking about Barbra Streisand's comment on Instagram under Melissa McCarthy's post on Sunday of her looking very thin at some Los Angeles gala. And Barbra, who are friends, they're friends together. They, you know, have sang duets and things like that. She said, "Are you taking Ozempic?"
Yeah, give him my regards. Did you take Ozempic was the comment.
Yeah, and so people were like, "Barbra," and she said, "I just meant it as a friend. Nothing big like that." And we were wondering, actually, how Ozempic works. I mean, we were asking for somebody to call in, and you wish to remain anonymous, but have you taken Ozempic?
Yes, I have. I'm on it, actually, right now.
And how long have you been on it?
I've been on it since way before you started hearing about what it does for weight. So I've been on it for many years.
Now, originally, what did you start taking it for?
My diabetes.
For diabetes.
And have you seen a loss in weight?
My doctor didn't know why I was losing so much. I ended up having to go through tests to find, you know, for her to try to find out what was wrong. We couldn't find out what was wrong. I lost so much weight so fast.
And it was because of the Ozempic, obviously.
Yeah, but at the time you started taking it, they didn't know. Wow.
She said most people was losing 10 to 12 pounds. You know, that's what they usually say with different medicines, that you could lose 10, 12. And I'd already lost probably 60 pounds.
Oh, wow. That's significant.
Yes. And now I've been at 120 for... I went from 208 because I started a medicine that made me gain weight.
Uh-huh.
And I was at 208 and I went all the way down to, I've maintained 120 for probably 2 years.
Holy cow. And I have not been 120 since I was like a freaking sophomore in high school.
Tell me about it, girl.
Other than the weight loss, did you experience any of the other side effects?
No, not really.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. That's something.
Good for you.
Well, and you're down to 120 and they didn't know why and it just happened to be Ozempic.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing this morning.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Oh, amazing. Well, good for her. You know, she's not afraid to tell the world. That's what happened there.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
And it was heating up on Instagram on Sunday night, and there's another one of these Ozempic shamings, it seems like, are happening, especially in the celebrity world all the time when, you know, you see someone that's lost a lot of weight suddenly, and everybody's like, oh, they're on Ozempic. It's like a bad thing, I guess, the way they say it.
Yeah, it's negative. Yeah. And now Barbra Streisand has weighed into this.
Yeah, so she the other night, Melissa McCarthy is at some Los Angeles gala with a guy. His name's Adam Shankman, a director, and they're just taking pictures on the red carpet. She puts it up, and her friend, Barbra Streisand, comments on there and says, give him my regards, referring to Shankman, and then says, did you take Ozempic? Because Melissa looks really thin. And she was just saying it innocently, it sounds like, but the whole world exploded on there. And we're like, Barbra, you don't say that. You know, Babs, come on. She took down the comment, but, you know, there were screen grabs of it and everything. She said, I just thought she looked fantastic and was wanting to pay her a compliment. I forgot the world is reading. So
that's the internet, though. Come on, Babs.
Yeah, so that's where we're at. But this whole Ozempic thing, I mean, I got to be honest, I really don't understand it. I know a lot of people take it, but I don't know how it works. I mean, none of us are taking it. Do you know anybody that's taking it?
No, I don't. My wife's lost a lot of weight, and everybody thinks she's taking it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but no.
But she's not. Some people were offended when you asked them that. But 749-B105, looking for a little bit about Ozempic. Are you currently taking it?
Actually, I am a nurse practitioner, and I own an Ozempic clinic.
Oh. You're an expert.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So tell us a little about it.
So, like how it works?
Yes.
So the main reason that it works for weight loss is it decreases appetite and decreases craving. So that's kind of the hardest part of losing weight is constantly thinking about food. And so a lot of people call it, food noise, where you're just constantly thinking, what am I going to eat next? And when am I going to eat? And as you're eating lunch, right? So it just really calms that down. And so you can think about other things and not just food all the time. So that's one of the big ways. The other way it works is it slows your gastric transit. So like food stays in your stomach longer. And so you feel full longer. It also makes you feel full faster. So you just eat less and kind of balances your sugar.
If I didn't think about food, I'm not sure I'd have any other thoughts.
And that's the food noise, right? Is you're just constantly thinking about that, which can therefore, you know, make you more productive and stuff because you're not constantly thinking about it.
Well, something I have wondered is, do you have to be diabetic to be prescribed Ozempic, or are they now just prescribing it for weight loss?
So, you don't have to be. In 2021, the FDA actually approved it specifically for weight loss. So you don't have to be diabetic.
And is it a shot or a pill form or both?
There's both, but most people use the shot. The pill, there's a sublingual, so it goes under your tongue version, but not very many people take that one. It takes a lot longer for that one to kind of work. But the shot version works a lot faster, and most people use it. It's a super tiny needle, so like it's the same needle as like diabetics use, where it just the needle is, I like to describe it as the size of somebody's hair, so it just barely goes underneath your skin, and it's once a week. Most people feel it about 50% of the time. 50% of the time, they don't feel it at all.
The cost of it, does insurance cover it? What does it cost to be on Ozempic?
So that's the price varies a little bit. So generally speaking, insurance doesn't cover it. Sometimes if you're diabetic, it will cover it for the diabetes, and then you just get the added benefit of losing weight along with it. From my experience, even if you're diabetic, not all the time insurance will cover it. But if you're not technically diagnosed with diabetes, the vast majority of the time it's not.
It's out of pocket for you.
It's out of the pocket.
All right. Well, thank you for your insight this morning, brother. We appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we got Brett from Westchester. He's a father of five, and he is the jelly processor at Kraft Heinz. Now, what does that mean, jelly processor?
It means I make jelly for a bunch of different companies, like little small portion packs that you get when you go out to eat.
Oh, like on the tables there. Oh. The kind that, like, your grandma puts in her purse.
That's right.
My grandma did.
What flavor are you making today?
Grape, strawberry, and mixed fruit.
Oh, yeah. Yum. All right. Well, let's bring it right now. Let's have that dad joke.
All right. I used to be addicted to the Hokey Pokey, but I turned myself around.
Classic.
All righty. And you know what? We're all jelly of your job, too, brother. So I'm getting one in there this morning. Yes. Thank you, Brett, for the dad joke today, buddy.
Appreciate it. Have a good one, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
I'm going down in the DMs, as in Ashley's DMs over here, because she gets a lot of interesting ones. And Statman, a lot of pictures. That she's like, look at this. And I'm like, I don't want to look at that. I don't need to see that. But what have you got any here today?
So this one starts of someone's waving at you. This is on Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
First of all, don't do that. Don't wave.
Yeah.
That's weird. And then it's a yo, yo, yo. How are you doing? No response. Hey, what's up? No response. Waving again. No response. And then this is it. The DM of the day. If you were a McDonald's sandwich, you'd be a McGorgeous.
Wow. Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
You won't find me on the dollar menu. Just saying.
If you're listening, guy, you're a McLoser. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know about that. But every time we get these, we always get a lot of people want to call in and tell us their horrible first date stories or things that they've, you know, gone after online like this, and it's happened.
Yes, and we've heard some horror stories, and we're like, oh, yeah, we can rate your date. We're experts on this.
Yeah, and now we got Eric from Independence who has a terrible first date to share with us. Actually, he says it's a pretty weird one. So what's going on, Eric?
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know if it's topping any of the ones that you had, but it was definitely the weirdest date I'd ever been on. And I met a young lady out one night and finally convinced her to go out on a date with me. And we said, okay, let's meet at, actually it's going back. We met at Toys R Us in Florence. That's where we met in the parking lot.
Well, was media play too crowded?
Media play was too crowded, exactly.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we meet up and I am 100% sure that when we met, she was on some sort of, I don't know, she was in an altered state of mind. We'll just say that.
Oh, maybe it was a nitrous balloon.
Maybe it was. She's like, hey, I need to run over to the mall first before we go to dinner. And I said, okay. So we shoot over to Florence Mall. And I don't remember what store we go into, but she goes in and she starts trying on lingerie.
Oh, wow. The date's going good.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, so, all right, you need to come over and get lingerie? And she's like, well, you know, maybe. And then I was like, okay, well, what's going on? She's like, comes out with this thing and she's like, here, buy this for me. I'm like, I just met you. Why would I buy you lingerie? She's like, well, if you want to see me in it later, you'll buy it for me. And I'm like, well, this is kind of weird. I'm like, nah, you know, I don't feel comfortable buying you any lingerie. I just met you. And then I stand there for a minute. She's in the dressing room and she calls me and she's like, hey, come in the dressing room. I'm like, all right. And so she's standing there and I remember it's just the one piece, barely covering anything, lime green piece of lingerie. And she's like, here, buy this for me. I'm like, why? She goes, well, then you can see me in it later. I said, but I'm seeing you in it now.
And did you like what you were seeing?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, from a male perspective, it was very attractive. So we leave the mall. I don't buy her any lingerie. We go down to Don Pablo's, go see a movie. Well, but while we're at Don Pablo's, we're just talking about life aspirations and things of that nature. She was a server at one of the local bars, and she goes on to tell me that one of her lifelong dreams is to be in Playboy because her mother and her grandma had been in Playboy.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I don't think it was anything big. I think it's just one of those general, like, hey, random people from your area.
Yeah.
And then we went to dinner, went to the movie, and then, you know, I think she actually fell asleep. She passed out during the movie. And then I took her back to her car. And I went home and I never talked to her again.
Oh, let's be honest. You went home and you Googled her mother and her grandmother.
No, that I did not. I did not.
You checked the stash under your bed? Is that what you did?
Yeah. Dude, she passed out? Let's go back to that.
She fell asleep on my shoulder. I don't know if she passed out, but like I said, she was in an altered state of mind when I picked her up, and she ended up falling asleep on my shoulder. But, I mean, I should have known because when I met her, and I'm not, you know, not saying any names, but she definitely had a stripper name. So,
what's her name?
It was Jade.
Jade, yeah, that sounds all right.
I like that name.
Yeah, I do like it.
I thought that name is cute.
She's taking the center stage. Jade.
Hey,
do you think she was running a scam on you? Like she was going to keep the receipt to the lingerie and just return it later and keep the money something? Or
she might have. I don't know, but I never talked to her again. I mean, I still frequent that establishment, but I never saw her in there again. So, but yeah, that was the weirdest date I had ever been on.
Well, I can't imagine.
Very good, man. That is a great story. And you know what? We're not going to ask you to try on lingerie, but we are going to give you a pair of tickets to go see Walker Hayes. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
Yeah, at the PNC Pavilion on May 30th.
All right, that sounds great.
Because you went on a date that was kind of fancy-like, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
It was something like. But we enjoyed the story. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Coming up Saturday is the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby right down the road in Louisville. And it's all about the fashion and the mint juleps and the style, but the hats are the big thing. Yeah.
And Big Dave learned yesterday a new word, the fascinator.
Uh-huh.
A little tiny hat that sits on the top of your head or side of your head.
And you learned a word this morning.
Milliner.
Milliner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hat maker. Mm-hmm. A lady's hat maker. And it just so happens that I know one.
Right here. And she's in the studio with us, and she is ready to make you a derby hat. Kylie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Now, what's the name of your business?
It's Kylie Co. Traveling Hat Bar.
And it's Kylie, K-Y-L-I.
Okay. And you're making derby hats?
Yes. I make derby hats. I make hat from shaping from scratch. And then I also use pre-made hats. And I burn them, style them, do all kinds of stuff.
I met Kylie at an event a couple months ago at this point and got a custom hat made. And you, like, can pick anything you want. I had this green hat with a leather around it, like a brown leather, and then like a barbed wire almost leather. And then you burn the card like right on site, like an ace card, feathers. There's so many things to pick from. And I'm like, oh, there's too many options. Just what do you think, you know? But I'm like, okay, it's the derby. So what are we thinking?
Well, I brought in, you said springy derby theme.
Because I'll be in Florida.
Yeah, so I brought in like white, I brought baby blue, sage green. I brought a cherry red one. It has roses burned on the bottom.
Ooh.
So I brought you a couple options.
Now, is there a style or a theme to this year's derby, or do you see a trend going on?
I really don't. You know, every day it kind of surprises me. Some people are like Zach Bryan, and then they pick like a white hat when I would think black or, you know.
And I've noticed that since it's the 150th, it's people are using like a 1, a 5, and then a horseshoe.
Is yeah, the, like the logo.
Like
yeah,
the logo, right?
That's their logo for this.
You could do that onto a hat too.
Yes, and I actually brought one. I did the logo and I burned it right on there. There's different methods. Sometimes I freehand, and then sometimes you can print an image off and you can...
Like a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Now, how long does it take you to make a derby hat from start to finish?
It really depends. It could be anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours. It depends on how complex and what okay. all I'm burning and stuff.
I feel like a 2 hour hat might be a little pricey.
Well, the whole point is to be a little affordable. So we have like a price range set. And I think the most I've seen is about $180.
For a fastener?
That's not, yeah. I mean, if you're going out to the derby for show, you're going to want that hat to be fancy.
Yeah. And that's like, a bunch of, like, so if they do a pre-made hat, that's a bunch of charms and, like, embossed leather, snakeskin. Like, they're bougie.
All
they're
going out. All bougie.
Out. Yeah. I was waiting on that word.
Yeah. Bougie, yeah. And me, I'm like, I'll probably be at a sports bar in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
If I had to guess.
Watch it.
Now, what's the etiquette for wearing these hats? Like, guys, we could wear the same suit every year for almost any event, but can you ever re-wear your fastener once you wear it to a derby party?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the person. And then we always have stuff we can interchange. So you can change out the feathers, the bands. You can change out anything you want.
Just update it every year.
Yeah. Okay. And we have a store. So we like pre-cut everything. And then you can put it on yourself at home. So.
Very nice.
Yep.
Ooh, all right, I'm excited to make one.
All right. Ashley, are you going to start making a hat with Kylie here?
I'm digging this like cream colored white one with the sage green.
It's giving me Lainey Wilson vibes. That one is. Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, look what she's already put, like a, is it a sunflower?
Yeah, a sunflower. Yep.
Like, is that burned into it? Is that etched into it? What is it?
I use a wood burning pen, and then I freehanded that. I do sunflowers so much that I can freehand them by now.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, would you add anything else to that hat or just what it is
we're
right
we're
now?
We're going to jazz
I'd probably
it up.
Add another sunflower on the other side. I left it because I know you guys wanted to see the kind of the process.
Yeah, totally.
And then we have like lace and stuff like that. I'd probably layer it a little bit.
I'm excited.
All right, get cracking.
Cool.
Let's get it going. It. Thank you so much, Kylie.
Thank you.
And we'll monitor as it goes along during the show here. Ashley's derby hat, her fascinator being made.
This is a derby hat.
Yeah.
This is not a fascinator.
Yeah, it's closer to cowboy hat.
Okay, so you're not going to put the big side thing on there.
I
still don't understand what a fascinator is.
We'll Google We'll get you a picture.
That's all right. I always wear ball caps, Kylie. Hilarious. Can you do something for that?
Actually, I can.
Kylie, if people want to get in touch with you and get their derby hat made or anything like that, how do they do it?
They can follow me on Facebook. It's KYLIICO, or they can go to KylieCo.com.
KylieCo.com. All right, very nice.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Ashley going on vacation tomorrow. She'll be watching the Kentucky Derby, the 150th Kentucky Derby in Florida, in some sports bar, Scarf and Wings. But she's going to have a very fancy hat on, thanks to our friend Kylie from Kylie Co. Hi, Kylie.
Hi.
So you finished up Ashley's Derby hat.
Yes.
Look how cute it is.
Oh, my gosh.
So I went with the light blue, and it had like a tie-dye ribbon around it. We added lace, and she had already done these. Do you call this embroidering? What do you call this?
I call it tattooing.
Tattooing
the hat.
She had tattooed roses on there, which are super cute. We put some stitching in the top, and then we put my name. We tattooed my name, and I actually did that heart.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
What did you do? So you like a burner to do all that on the hat?
Yeah, so I have a wood burning pen that you can get one off of Amazon, and you can super do it at cool. home. Yeah, and we freehanded. All I do, I'm a visual person, so I pulled it up on Canva, typed in her name. She liked the font, and then she wanted a specific design, so I let her have at it.
It's gorgeous.
You did great.
Can we Thank put this you. Over on our Facebook page?
Oh, for sure.
Put it on the B105 and Big Dave Show Facebook page. You will be styling. Now she just has to get it to Florida and not get crushed on the flight down there. What are we going to do there?
I'll be wearing it on the plane.
You should.
Yeah.
I might tomorrow, 8 a.m. There you
go. Kylie, how do they get in touch with you if they want to get a hat made for the Derby or anything like that?
They can follow me on Facebook. It's Kylie Co, KYLIICO. Or you can look up Traveling Hat Bar, and I'll be the first one to pop up.
Traveling Hat Bar.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, tip of the hat to you, Kylie. Yes, Thank ma'am. You very much.
Howdy.
Go check it out on our B105 Facebook page. And overwhelmingly, people are like, yay, the blue one. The baby blue. They like that. Looks good on you.
Thank you.
814.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night? This morning, we welcome Andy into the courtroom. Hi, Andy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right. And your wife, Helen, is who you're arguing with right now. And this is over, am I still reading this right, a George Foreman grill.
Yeah, it is.
You still have one and use it?
Okay, so it's not the original little white one. This is the bigger one that's like copper, and it's wider. It's like double size.
I make Geta in mine all the time. I got a little tiny one, though. I don't have the big daddy like you.
Like the one that goes on the counter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I think air fryer has replaced it.
Oh.
It took its position in the kitchen.
That's all right. Mine's still it's on deck. It's not on the counter. It's in the cabinet, but still. So what happened with you and your George Foreman and Helen?
Oh, my God. So, you know, I use it literally every day, Monday through Friday, for lunch. Because, you know, I'm not one of those guys that wants to make some gourmet for lunch. I get in there. I have a chicken breast that's defrosted. I slap it on the grill. 6 minutes later, that thing's ready to eat. And then usually when I go in, because I work at home, usually around 2 o'clock, I'll go back up to the kitchen and clean it because it's cooled down. You know, yeah. I can't do it right after, obviously. So I clean it, put it away. Friday, I had to rush out the door around 1 o'clock, 1:15, because I was driving out of town for the weekend. So I was going to clean it. I knew it was cool. I just totally blanked. I forgot. So I get a text message later, and it's not like, hey, hope you made it there okay, anything like that. It's just, you know, I've been married going on 29 years, so I can hear it in my head, the text message. And it was basically, ugh, you left and didn't clean the George Foreman. Now I have to do it. And I'm just like, seriously? One time, instead of just saying, oh, he forgot, he was in a rush, he was going out of town.
Yeah.
It takes like 10 minutes. That's it. 10 minutes. Just do it.
What is this, Nike?
I do stuff.
You don't get a benefit of a doubt. No, there's no mulligans in marriage. Come on.
I make the bed literally every day.
Well, Monday, you're the last one out of it if you're working from home.
No, actually, I'm not, because I get up. The reason I eat at 11:30 is because I start work around 7 o'clock. She actually is the last one out, but I mean, we get up roughly around the same time. But the point is, I'll go up before I go up to my office. I'll go back into the bedroom and make the bed before I, you know, go to my office for the day.
Well, I take back what I just said.
So I do that every day, every day. And, you know, there have been times where, like, she has gotten up after me, say it's a weekend, so she'll make it. But she doesn't say anything about that because, you know, I'm already doing stuff, whatever. She was still in bed. I'm just like, that's the text message.
All right, Andy, okay. Do you have a closing argument before we go to the jury here today?
Yeah, you're supposed to do things for your spouse without thinking about it sometimes, and especially if they're small. It's just like, just do it. Don't say anything about it.
Don't sweat the small stuff. I hear you.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Exactly.
Okay. Statman, where are you at on this? Team Andy or Team Helen?
Well, Andy, do you leave other dishes around? Do you leave your toothbrush out? Is there a bunch of other things?
No.
And just as this is the straw that broke the camel's back as she messaged?
No, actually, I'm just the opposite. I'm the one that usually does the dishes and puts them in the dishwasher or hand washes a few in the sink because it's just an OCD thing of mine. I do that. Like, we have kind of our designated stuff. Like, she does laundry. I don't touch it because she thinks I'll break the machine, which is like, okay.
I got you. All right. Well, it seems like it was out of character for you to leave that dirty dish there. I'm going to say cut her a break because she was probably just getting home from work and was hangry. And then the first thing she sees is that on the countertop. So, I mean, I don't know. I no longer get mad at my wife. I just feed her because I know whatever she's angry about, it'll be gone and over with by the time she eats whatever I make or go pick up for her. But I am going to say I'm on your team here. She should cut you a break. Team Andy.
It was a one-time thing, so in that sense, like, I'm on your side, but, I mean, she didn't eat anything off the George Foreman. I don't... It's your responsibility to clean it up.
Well, then you're on her side.
Yeah, I am, but he doesn't do it all the time. So, like, I do say, like, every once in a while, that's not that big of a deal.
You know, us George Foreman guys got to stick together, Andy. So, you know, I mean, basically, you had my vote as soon as you said you still use a George Foreman. So, I'm on your side. But let's see what our B105 jury has to say today through the app and at 749B105. Okay, buddy?
Sounds good.
And now, when you do the chicken breast, you said 8 minutes?
Nah, I can. It's if it's totally defrosted, it's about six.
Six. All right. Good to know. Good to know. I'm sorry. We're swapping recipes now. All right. Let's see what. Good luck with this, buddy.
Thanks, man.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105. Who was right last night? This morning, we heard from Andy, who is having a little spat with his wife, Helen. It seems Andy still uses a George Foreman grill every day to cook a chicken breast for lunch. He works from home. Helen goes to a job. But the other day, he was going out of town. He made his chicken breast and forgot to clean the George Foreman grill, left it on the counter. Helen caught home and was like, are you really? You really left this hair for me? She texted it to him. All been out of shape. First time it's ever happened. We all sided with Andy, but we're like, you know, Helen, come on. Did she overreact? Lots of stuff coming through the B105 app on this one.
Yeah, so Mariah says, honestly, I don't think I could take sides. I see both. But the best piece of advice I've ever gotten was that marriage is not 50-50. It's not 100-100 most days. Some days it's 199-1. So stop keeping score and just pick up the slack on the days you can. If you can, something like this is not worth an argument at all. You should just say sorry and move on.
Yeah. And Sarah says, OMG. All he had to do was walk in the door with some flowers and say, I missed you, and I'm sorry for leaving the Foreman for you to clean. She was probably having a bad day, and yeah, angry for sure.
Shirley says, as much as he does it on a regular basis, I think Helen is overreacting a lot. Let's go to 749B105, and Amber wants to weigh in. What do you got?
I say that after 29 years of marriage, if you're not acting like a team by now, then there's some other issues going on.
Oh.
So you think she should have just cleaned it and it shouldn't have been anything because they're a team?
Exactly. Just wipe it off and move on with your day.
Well, let's also cut her a slack. After that many years of marriage, some women might be going through some changes in life that also make them act a little differently, if I could say that politely, or allowed correct. To say it at all. As a man, I probably shouldn't have said anything.
No, it's okay. I mean, obviously, we all are going to go through that. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of in the beginnings of it right now, but still, you couldn't have wiped it down.
Yeah, and just move on, right?
Right. Like, let's get on with our date. Let's wipe it off and move on.
Thank you so much, Amber. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. 7:45. Here we go. Partly cloudy. 83 today, down to 60 tonight. Tomorrow, wow, let's just call it what it is. It's going to be hot, sunny, and 86 right now. Beautiful sunshine and 53 with the latest.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
They started in Greece, but actually have taken place in Ohio and then Greece again. Now, they involve Teresa Scarf. She has lived in Ohio for most of her life. But when she was 7 months old, she was adopted by an American family from Greece. And her family, her dad was in the Navy, and they were moving around a lot, and they decided to adopt a child out of Greece, and that's how Teresa ended up over here in Columbus, Ohio for most of her life. She is 63 years old and has never known a blood relative, wow. You know, her whole life.
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah. But recently she got curious about her biological family, and through a DNA test through the Ethikia Project, which is something that they do over in Greece that helps you find your relatives and ancestors. She found out that she had a first cousin in Chicago.
Oh, actually. In the United States.
Yeah, okay. From Greece. Cool. So she went up there to visit her cousin. And like we said, that's the first time 63 years she had seen a blood relative. So she decided, hey, I need to learn more about my family. So she traveled to Greece and there she met a dozen first cousins.
Whoa.
While she was there. And then she met, are you ready for chills?
Uh-oh.
Her sister.
Oh.
She had a sister still living in Greece this whole time.
That's so cool.
And they confirmed it through DNA.
Yeah,
they
had it all done. You hear those stories all the time of finding long-lost relatives, and she found a lot of them.
It's amazing. I mean, and the DNA came back, total match. You guys are sisters. So they met in Athens, Greece. And she said it was an instant connection. It was like, this is my sister. I can tell this is my sister.
And now they can spend the rest of their years, you know, for holidays and catching up.
Yeah. And she learned about her biological parents from her sister and everything else. So just an amazing, but imagine that 63 years of really not knowing who you are.
That makes me sad. That's a lot of time that she wasn't able to spend with her sister.
At least it wasn't 64.
That's true. Right.
That's
and now
true.
For the rest of her life, says I'm going to make more trips to Greece. I'm going to learn more about my family and I'm going to get to know my sister.
That's cool.
That's amazing. I love it. Ancestry.com, all of these things are bringing these wonderful good vibes to us all the time. So congratulations to Teresa. You are a sister, girl.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Like we do every day at this time, we got to get a new member in. And today it is Angela Marsh from Cincinnati. Hi, Angela.
Hello.
You might be the rarest of the rare. You are a male lady that loves dogs. Most of, aren't you guys like sworn enemies?
No, that's not the truth.
No, how long have you worked for the United States Postal Service?
June of 1998.
So along your route, how many dogs' names do you know?
Probably about 300.
Oh wow. My gosh. Well, hey, I find it fascinating that you've been to 48 states without flying. And in fact, the only time you've been in a plane was to jump out of it. You've never landed in one.
No. And I just got my passport because I plan on hitting Alaska by driving all the way through.
What?
All the way through Canada?
Yes. My friend, the divorce celebration.
Oh, how about that?
Get it. What's one of the coolest things you've seen, you know, doing all this traveling?
My favorite thing has been the Sequoia Park.
Oh, I bet. The giant sequoia trees.
You know, when you're seeing the ocean for the first time and it feels godly. That's the only other thing besides seeing the ocean for the first time that's really like jaw-dropped me. Standing next to them trees.
Well, super cool.
We need to let you get back to your route here. So, you know, you're going to get your B105 jersey, but we need to know what song is it you would like to hear us play next on B105?
I'll keep it simple just because I have an explanation for the song. I was pregnant with my daughter when Don't Take the Girl came out. and it switched me over.
The Tim McGraw song, Don't Take the Girl, was what made you come on over to the country?
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. And being that today is Tim McGraw's birthday, we have to play it.
Yes, you have to.
Here we go. Welcome to the Country Club, Angela Marsh. Continue your route with the song you just asked for on B105.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.